us in 20 minutes or less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Monday, September 11th, 2017.
Monday.
Beckler and Shauna. Just saying September 11th. It's just like, you can only think of one thing.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine like your birthday or your anniversary. It's like, yeah, my birthday's September 11th. Everyone's like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah, I would change it. I would just be, I would celebrate my birthday on a different day, like the 12th maybe.
Can you legally change your birthday?
No, but I just, you know, do it on Facebook and everybody would think otherwise anyway.
I guess it's no different than being born on a leap year.
It's true.
You just celebrate it on a different day?
Yeah. What's the difference? You can celebrate your birthday whenever you want.
It's your birthday.
Yes.
You do what you want. Even I know Bo's birthday is December 17th, so he's born a week before Christmas, which sucks when you're a kid.
Yep.
So if he wants to have his party in the summer or whatever, we'll do that when he gets older. But at the same time, when you're like in your late teens, early 20s, having your birthday around Christmas is awesome because all your friends come home.
It's true.
My buddy's birthday is at the end, is right around there, and he would have the wildest parties because we'd be coming back from wherever people were going to school or living, and everyone was excited to see each other, and it was just an excuse to whoop it up.
I always thought summer birthdays were awesome.
Yeah, that's true. People are gone a lot, though.
It's true, but you have the nice weather. Like, my birthday was in April, and in Brampton, April was always, it was just pissing rain. Just shitting dongs
rain
every birthday.
Cocks.
Yeah, just horse cocks coming down. I was like, this is terrible. Terrible.
Oh, the weirdest thing happened on the weekend, Shauna, when I ordered a pizza.
What? Oh, no, God, not another ghost pizza, for the love of God.
It wasn't a ghost pizza.
Okay,
I will tell you that story sometime if you'd like, you haven't heard that one before.
No, I've heard it probably 700. I should keep a tally in here, actually. Anyway, what happened?
So I ordered this pizza, and the doorbell rang. Mm-hmm. And as I'm walking to the door, I see this flash across the window part of the door.
What?
Like someone was running. Oh. That's weird. So I open the door, and the pizza man is standing back at the foot of the driveway holding the pizza. And then when he sees me, he's like, hello, and comes marching up the driveway, like, to give me the pizza then. Like he wanted to put a buffer zone between the door and himself. And I was like, man, what happened to make you so afraid of people answering the door?
Maybe he just had to fart or something. He just had to run away. That's weird. Well,
that's the better explanation,
I hope.
Guess, but
yeah, that...
It's like, I hope like nothing bad happened to this guy and he's spooked now.
Because that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Right? Like he just wanted to be away from the door should something happen. What?
I need 40 feet between me and the door for when it opens.
Maybe he's terrified of dogs.
Oh, that's true. Because people's dogs do go nuts.
Yeah, they'll go like running out the door the minute the door opens and he's like, no.
That's a very real possibility. I hope it's just that. I hope he wasn't assaulted or anything.
Oh my God.
But going door to door is scary. Have you ever done it?
Yes. Yes, for like girl guides and that type of thing when I was younger. It is a weird thing.
I remember bottle drives, like when I did one for my football team one year when I was probably 12 or 13. And I was like, I volunteered to take the wealthier neighborhood because I was like, oh, there'll be less weird stuff going on here. Nope, plenty of weird stuff still.
You see a lot of naked people?
I remember for sure that I went to this one house and it was a very nice house. And I thought, okay, well, this is good. And I wasn't spooked or anything. And the guy comes to the door and he's enormous and he's got his shirt off and he's covered in like stab wounds.
What?
I was like, do you have any bottles?
What do you mean he's covered in stab wounds?
Like he was all stitched up and it looked like he'd been in a bad knife fight.
What the hell?
Yeah. And I was like, oh man, this is crazy. Weird stuff.
That is
weird stuff.
Terrifying.
I feel so bad too for anybody who has to work in someone else's house.
Yes. Yes, there's always weird things that people find, especially when you're like trying to get into their real personal spaces. Like you have to go to the bedroom or the bathrooms or stuff, and that's always really weird.
People keep their weird stuff.
That's where weird things happen.
And people are weird.
Oh.
When you get into people's houses, I think people are weird.
The one time when I was in Girl Guides, all I remember is I went to this house and they had turtles. And I walked in and they immediately just assumed that I wanted to go and see and hang out with their turtles. So they're like, come here, we've got turtles. And I'm like, no, I just want to sell you some cookies. Here, hold this turtle.
Were you
like,
with an adult or anything?
No, it was me and a friend. We were just going door to door with girl guides.
How old were you?
I don't know. How old are you when you're in girl guides?
I don't know. I wasn't in girl guides.
Like 9, 10? would I've
been a little young to be going into like strangers' houses.
Well, my parents just didn't care.
Was it a different time? Is this one of those? It was a different time.
That was a different time. My parents were just like, "You'll be fine in the neighborhood." Yeah, it's good.
But I'm curious to hear from people who work in other people's houses, whether you install cable or you're a tradesman or you're a cleaner. What is the weird stuff that you see? Because we know you've seen some weird stuff.
Oh, there's some stuff that you've seen. You've really seen weird some things.
I've seen some things.
Yeah.
238X929. Let's get the weird stuff going here this morning.
I want to hear your weird stuff.
Furniture delivery guy here. Walked into one customer's house, and they definitely had like a heroin needle sitting on their table.
Oh.
And a bunch of other drug paraphernalia.
Oh.
Jesus.
Hello.
Yeah. You're like, gay.
Yeah, it's like, do I say something?
Hi. So I guess I used to detail cars when I was about 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite memories with it was when we found a pair of half-used candy panties in the back of a car. And because it's technically personal property, we actually had to tell the woman that we'd put a small bag of stuff in the back of her car after we cleaned it.
And she was like, oh, my candy panties.
I was wondering where those went.
Yeah, she's like, they were from a bachelorette party. And she's like, yeah, I totally forgot they were in there. I'm so sorry. I'm so mortified. But they were half used.
She was saving them for a light snack on a road trip.
I was about to say, like, and you mean half used by half the rockets were eaten, in other words? Like,
Yeah, certain bits of it.
Oh, my God.
You could kind of see a heat map of where they were really focusing. So
Yeah. I was wondering if they melted or something.
They're now crotchless panties now. Great.
Yeah. My husband goes into people's homes because he's a tradesperson.
Yeah.
And it's always the widows or the recently divorced women. He's trying to do his job. They're literally hanging on his back trying to see what he's doing. And if he doesn't give them any kind of, you know, notice, they'll go and change clothing. And then they come back in as if, do you like this outfit better?
Oh, man, that's so sad, but also...
It's creepy because he's like, I have no desire. We've been married forever. And he's like, it's just gross. I don't come in there to hit on the women, and they just assume, I've got a man in my house. This is going to be great, but ew.
That's such a porn trope, and I didn't know that it was actually true.
Yeah.
Like the plumber's here.
Exactly. Well, granted, you open the door and you're like, well, it depends, you know? If it's a certain guy, then
you're
like,
good looking or not?
Yeah. If you're attracted to him, then you're like, hmm.
Also,
yes, and that's exactly why my husband got into that job for all the women. I mean, really, come on.
And also, if you were to reverse the genders in this situation, it's a much different story, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah. Although I'm sure that definitely happens as well, but it's not as many girl tradespeople,
right,
probably.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just
I can't see a man changing his clothes to see if he gets a better reaction. I don't know.
Just maybe the odd comment for a man.
You know, putting the jean cutoffs on to really wow her.
Although I think Beckler would just take his shirt off. That's what he would do. Oh, it's hot in here. Hello.
We don't wear shirts at home, not even in the wintertime. What's your name?
Jill.
I worked as a service tech for an electrical company and went into this person's house to fix their exhaust fan in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And in the bathroom, there is adult diapers stacked upon adult diapers in the bathroom. And the smell was so incredible that my coworker had to leave before throwing up.
They were used.
Used.
Oh, God.
So,
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, was the person mentally ill that was living there?
No.
Were they? No?
No, and they were completely ignorant to what was going on in there, and it was like, you take a look, and you're baffled because you don't know if this is real or not. And if I didn't grow up on a farm, I wouldn't have been able to take the smell myself.
Did you end up fixing the fan?
Yes. Well, money's money, right? You gotta do what you gotta do.
Sounds like they needed that fan working, too.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't have helped, but it was going after we left.
Oh, man. So, what was the person's deal?
So, and they were burning out the fan from using it too much to try and distract the smell, and then they, oh, God.
ran out of matches for the smell. Who knows?
Oh, that is foul. Yeah.
That's gross. Yeah.
I bet you could still smell it if you really think about it.
I don't want to. Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Greg.
Greg.
Well, I'm no longer hungry. So.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
One thing we didn't get to mention, Shauna, and I know this because I was a carpenter that did a bit of residential work. But when you're working in somebody else's house and you got to use the bathroom, you have to use their bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Or you could drive yourself to the Tim Hortons or a gas station. But if it's right there and you don't want to stop working, there was one guy on our crew, my friend Chad, who just used to destroy people's toilets.
Why?
And I felt so bad for them because...
Oh, my God.
He'd be like, he's such a nice guy, too. Can I use your bathroom? And they're like, sure, just down the hall. They're like, oh, my God, what have you done?
Sometimes you gotta go. But if you can hold it, hold it. For the love of God.
Yeah.
Or careful what you're eating the night before, you know?
Like, you know you gotta work.
Don't have 10 beer and a whole bunch of beans and tacos
and then
stuff.
2 coffees to start your day. I know. It's even like
asking for it.
When someone comes over to your house, they're like, can I use your bathroom? And I'm always kind of like, well, please don't ruin it.
This happened the other day. A friend destroyed it. Like, and we're sitting right beside the bathroom at this point. And I'm just like, honestly, man.
Name names.
He's a guy on our ball team, actually. Okay.
What you did in there was unholy.
And I didn't know at first. And he sits back down like nothing happened. And then he goes... Yeah, so your toilet paper is in a weird spot, hey? And I'm like,
oh, come on.
Come on.
X92.9.
A few weeks ago, we were talking about French versions of Canadian hits.
Yeah. Big Sugar, they released an album, and they basically did their hits, but in French, and it was to appeal to the French Canadians.
Yeah.
Which is genius when you think about it.
Well, when we got thinking about it, I realized that Latin American artists have been doing this forever. Like, Shakira will release an English album and then the exact same songs in Spanish, and she sells millions of copies of both. She's one of the best-selling female artists ever because of that, because she can sell her albums twice, essentially, right?
Yep. And then now, there's that Despacito song.
Yes.
That is huge. So absolutely huge.
The guys who wrote that song thought, all right, we'll get Bieber on board, and it'll be a big hit in... both the English world and in Latin America, and it is, and it was number one forever, and it was just dethroned by Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
but
we found some other ones as well, actually.
Well, yeah, Canadian artists need to get on board with this.
Yeah,
because it's a giant market, Latin America.
Huge,
making more money and expanding your footprint.
Yeah,
Stompin' Tom. Oh, buen juego de hockey viejo. Es el mejor juego que portas nombrar. Y el mejor que portas nombrar. Es el buen juego de hockey viejo. I don't know how much Latin America likes hockey.
That was
but
bang on. No,
if they do, that's going to be a hit.
Global. Global hit.
Country music? I mean, pop country?
Si, 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 si. Quiero ser libre. Si, siento lo que siento. Me siento como niña.
Another hit. Another hit.
That one's just, yeah.
And of course, we're always looking to help out the artists that we play.
Yes,
we
of course.
We can grow them for sure. July Talk.
Mis amores, mis nociones. Esa cosa es mi diferente. Si buscas tradizione, es a durandi amire.
Very offensive. Very nice.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Do you remember when menthol cigarettes became banned here in Alberta?
Yes.
It was October 2015. That's how long it's been since you could buy menthes.
Wow, it's been 2 years province. Almost.
Yeah, well, I was in Saskatchewan over the weekend, and my friends there were saying that as of October 2nd, it's going to be Canada-wide.
Naturally, Saskatchewan is a little behind normally, so...
Not just Saskatchewan. I think Alberta, BC, and there was one other that were the first to take this step.
Ontario, I think.
Ontario?
Yeah.
And then the federal government like finalized this plan to ban it Canada-wide.
Right.
And I couldn't find anything about the October 2nd date, but that's what they're telling me, that as of October 2nd, they are... going to be
are
unavailable.
Your friends devastated? They love their menthes. They're like, what am I going to do?
But I was thinking, Shauna, like you and I, all along, we should have been running a bootleg cigarette business. Driving to Saskatchewan, stocking up on them, coming back here, selling them at a slight increase.
As a cheap Zasky, this is hilarious. Yeah. This is what you're coming up with. But you're right. I mean, it would be a way to make cash.
This is entrepreneurship, Shauna. Right. We would be entrepreneurs. Yes, we could change our Facebook occupations to entrepreneurs. Just like that guy you know from high school who always has shady businesses going on. That would be us.
Yeah.
We could go to conferences.
What do you do?
Seminars.
I own my own business. Yeah. Well, what kind of business is that? Nothing.
Certainly not selling cigarettes out of the trunk of our cars.
No,
that's for sure.
That's not it at all. It's very reputable, I promise.
I mean, we even have a platform to advertise. We could have been advertising all along.
It's true.
X Weather, brought to you by Beckler and Shauna's Discount Darts. We're going to be in the parking lot at Canadian Tire later this afternoon. Unless you're a cop, then we won't be there.
The boss is just like,
you guys can't do
Yes, we can. Okay.
X92.9.
You know how a lot of movies set in like the 70s or 80s had round beds?
Yeah, isn't that it like the honeymoon suite that has the big round bed? And
The shaggin' bed, the, you know, like this awesome round bed. I remember as a kid, okay, I used to think that would be awesome to have just because, you know, you're a kid. You're like, I want a round bed. It rotates. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Did those ever exist in real life or was that just a movie motif? Because have you ever seen a round bed in real life?
I haven't. Also, how do the sheets work?
See?
I mean, I can picture the fitted sheet. It's like a shower cap for the bed.
Yeah.
But what about the other sheet?
It would be super complicated to tuck in. It would look like a...
Where do you get circular sheets from?
See?
In the same vein, do you remember those, like, were they wicker? Those wicker chairs with the cushion on them and they were like a bowl?
Yes.
That you would sit in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had one of those in my basement.
We had one of those as well.
No one has those anymore. That was a big like 70s, 80s thing again, wasn't it?
Were they just obsessed with circles? Was there something about circles back then that everybody was just all about? Like
the circle is so hot this decade.
It's so hot right now.
That's really true. What about water beds? Those are big too, right?
And those did exist. And lots of people. Those were huge at one point. My boyfriend used to have one apparently for the longest time.
Yeah, he did. Cliff.
Okay, but think about it. You can't really get it on in a water bed.
Well, you just have to sink yourself with the motion.
Yes.
It's like a trampoline.
But it almost wants to balance it out. So it would be really difficult, right? Because it would be like you'd be going one way and the waterbed would be trying to make up for it.
It's always trying to achieve equilibrium. And you're not. No!
God.
Everyone settle down.
Stop waterbed! Level stop up. It!
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And that is the podcast for September 11th. We have to get out of here. We're going to shoot this video, our pitch video to get Amazon to come to Calgary.
Yes.
We were not commissioned by the city to do this.
No. We're just taking it upon ourselves.
They call that
we can do it.
Initiative. That's what we're taking.
They take pride in their work.
So you watch for that on Facebook. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Bye.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.